Thanks for tuning in to 49ers.com. Scott Kegley one-on-one with George Seifert. And George, congratulations. You're the newest member of the San Francisco 49ers Hall of Fame. Quite an honor. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's extremely meaningful, and I'm representing a pretty historic time in 49er history. You know, some of the great players and coaches and teams of that time, and then to be somebody that, you know, receives this kind of honor, it's special. And it's also special from the standpoint of having grown up in the city, been a 49er fan as a young kid. I'll be in the Hall of Fame with some of the fellows that I idolized as a young man, and then certainly with other players that I coached are now in the Hall of Fame, and I'm going to be part of that. It makes it very special.
Fast forward till now, 5 Super Bowl championships. It just seems hard to believe. Is there any one that stands out to you that maybe means more?
No, they're all very meaningful. There's no question. Obviously, the first time you're involved with something in a first Super Bowl is, you know, the 49ers were close a couple of times before I was involved with the program. And then to finally have that all come to fruition, that was special. And to see everybody so excited in the city, in the parade as we went down Market Street. You know, it wasn't that long ago I was working in a department store, running back and forth with different products on Market Street, and then to be going down the that same street with the 49ers and having won a championship is quite special.
It seemed like that 81 draft was really so pivotal in getting the organization over the hump, and you had some Hall of Famers added to that secondary that year. You have Ronnie Lott and Eric Wright, Williamson. Talk about the impact that those guys had and really kickstarting this championship run that you guys had.
There's no question. For all that to come together the way it did is miraculous, I guess you'd say. And Dwight Hicks was here as a free agent. Dwight, I think, had been working in a drugstore prior to the time we brought him on from Michigan. He was a safety. And then we were able to draft Carlton Williamson, who was a safety from Pittsburgh. And then Eric Wright, who was a safety at the University of Missouri, and Ronnie Lott, who was a safety at USC. And then to be able to have Ronnie and Eric play cornerback and then win a Super Bowl their first year, I think is unheard of. They were great competitors, not only because of the people that they were around and Coach Walsh and everybody else that was working with them, Ray Rhodes and so forth. They were just of that nature, extremely competitive. And then with all the good players that we had up front, and then with the offense that we had at that particular time, you know, we won some big games and pulled that win off against the Dallas Cowboys and then, you know, on to Detroit and beating Cincinnati.
What was your relationship like with Coach Walsh and being able to work with a guy who understood the offensive side of the game so well and then having you on the defensive side? How did you guys work together and bounce ideas off of one another?
You know, it was interesting. I first started working for Bill at Stanford University, and at that time I was working with the defense, and when we would practice against one another, it was not so much a scripted practice, it was just the offense against the defense. And when we came to the 49ers, basically it was the same way of practicing, for the most part. And I know it really helped me from the standpoint of trying to defend Coach Walsh's offense every day in practice. And I think it helped our players too. And it became, practices were very competitive. Everybody was striving to win the practice. And that attitude started developing within the club, and it went from practice on into the field at game day.
Can you talk about the transition too, when you took over from Coach Walsh and the team didn't miss a beat, and obviously that Super Bowl win 55-10
right.
Over the Denver Broncos, really the exclamation at a amazing first season.
You know, I was part of the organization and the development of how we operated, working as an assistant for the 9 years prior to my becoming the head coach. So I was, you might say, a part of the development of what we did, both offensively, defensively, and the way we practiced, the way we met. And I believed in all of those aspects. And so I wasn't going to come in and say, well, now, you know, we're going to run this system, we're going to win a defense and just control the ball. It was, we had our system offensively. And so I wanted to keep that going because I believed in it. And we had wonderful players, great players who were extremely motivated. They wanted to win. They took control of the team, basically. They set the goal of winning another championship, and we had the talent, and they were competitive enough to accomplish that.
And what are your impressions of this 49ers team, too, is they've been to three straight NFC championships, and the coaching staff, a lot of similarities coming from Stanford to your staff.
No, that is quite a similarity, and it's interesting the number of people that have been at Stanford that have gone on to become head coaches. Certainly Coach Walsh did, and now Coach Harbaugh, who I'm a big fan of. He's got a system that's different than ours, but they do play great defense. He has an outstanding offense and big, strong, tough guys. And, you know, I enjoy watching them play, and the success that he has is extremely unusual so fast to come in and turn a program around and get the San Francisco 49ers back where they should be.